When you first put the needle on the record, you will hear a popping or ticking sound. Please disregard this and continue to listen to our regular programming.
Quiet. Today I woke up feeling sad. I know that you said that one day I would be glad. Oh, the choirs of winter birds are calling to me.
Listen to The Chill Show, 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland. Tim and Mike with you, and played Mars Mobile. The song we played is called Dark Star, and this can be found on Lounge Culture Volume 3. Portishead has a new album out. The album is called Third, and the song we played for you there was called Hunter. And Faithless did Evergreen. That was the Dusted remix of that. Can be found on Winter Chill Volume 3. And then we played Coop. Coop's song is called The Moon Bounce off of their album Coop Islands. And Calexico, we played Guero Canelo off of Feast of Wire. Start off the whole set with Mo Horizons. Ayanama is the name of the song. That was the DJ Day remix. And we got that off another compilation called Bartoons Volume 3. And yeah, we do pull a lot of music off of compilations, probably because a lot of it's, there's a lot of good stuff on compilations. And some of these artists, it's cheap for them to release onto compilations if they just have a single track.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens a lot, especially with this type of music. A lot of closet.
Some of these guys only have make their one-hit wonders. They get picked up, and you can only find one release.
Doesn't mean they stop
Maybe
making
they have,
music,
they have different monikers, too, you know? They'll release, like, a chill release under this name, and then that's more upbeat under that name, so they have just...
It's just such a cottage industry.
Different revenue streams, I guess. So sure. The latest Portishead album will be out next month. They're actually headlining Coachella.
This album's called... Kind of surprising. They're headlining Coachella.
Yeah, one of the headliners.
Is this their third album?
Yeah, well, that's why it's called Third. But they haven't had a release, really, a new album out in, what, 13 years or something
it's
like
amazing.
That. Their sound is...
exactly the same.
Yeah. It was kind of... I guess
did you expect them to progress?
I thought they'd be a little different now after
13
years.
I think Portishead fans will like this album, though, if they like Portishead.
Dude, it's like still 1994 again, or whatever year it was. What year did Dummy come out? 93, 94, something
yeah,
like that?
Early 90s.
So, I don't know what took them like that long. I mean, the only band that's taken longer to make a new album is Axl Rose with Guns N' Roses. They've been working on an album for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And the record label's like spent $20 million already, and there's no album yet.
You're anxiously awaiting.
He was a huge Guns N' Roses fan.
Well, it's been too long. The album's going to suck, I'm telling you.
I'm kidding about that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
But I guess, you're right. Portishead fans are going to like the album, but I was expecting a little bit more. You know, their sound was really unique when it first came out with the samples and the vocals and the effects that they were using on the album. I thought it was really cool. But now it sounds dated.
It's because everyone's doing it.
It's been done.
Yep.
One trick pony.
It's true.
I'm not going to diss him anymore. Yeah, we're going to go back in time here and play a song from Baby Fox. This album kind of came out around the same time. A little bit later, 95, I think. The album's called The Normal Family. The song we're going to play for you guys is called Rain. Listen to Mike, it's Area 54.